Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1312 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, A Neighbor's Concern. Sue and John, who lived next door to their elderly neighbor, Mrs. Goldbaum, always tried to keep an eye out to make sure that she was okay. After not seeing Mrs. Goldbaum for 3 days, Sue started to be concerned for her. Knowing that Mrs. Goldbaum was somewhat hard of hearing and didn't always answer her phone, Sue wasn't sure how best to check up on her. After fretting for several more hours, Sue couldn't stand it any longer. She realized that Mrs. Goldbaum was quite independent and she didn't think anyone needed to check up on her, so Sue devised a plan. Mrs. Goldbaum seemed to really like their 6-year-old son, little Johnny, so she decided to send him over and check up on her. Sue asked, Johnny, would you go next door to see how old Mrs. Goldbaum is? Johnny said, sure, I'd love to go. She always gives me candy when I go over. About 30 minutes later, Johnny returned, enjoying his candy bar he was given. Sue was so anxious to find out, so she met Johnny at the door. Well, is Mrs. Goldbaum all right? Johnny said, sure, she's fine. Except she's mad at you. Sue asked, mad at me? Whatever for? Johnny said nonchalantly, she said it's none of your business how old she is. I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a good smile every day. And our Thursday thought is, and in the end, it's not the years of your life that count, it's the life in your years. And our verse for today is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 31. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,311 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day. Every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.